You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
If I don't run, will those people go out and vote? Because a lot of them are very angry.
Why?
They're not angry at me, but they are angry at Republicans.
Bro, I'm sorry. This is so funny right now. Trump is trying to throw the entire Republican Party under the bus, except for him. All right, the Republican Party finally got power, and they seem to be eating themselves alive, not only with their own god-awful policies that are hurting the American people, but with actual clashes within the administration and within the Republican Party. Donald Trump reportedly lost his temper at Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth a few days back over reports that the United States stockpiles, our missile stockpiles, are rapidly depleting due to this failing Iran war. So just think about the situation we're in. Trump is asking for $1.6 trillion in our next military budget in order to replenish the missiles that we wasted with this failed war with Iran. Every single missile that we wasted in this war with Iran is one less missile that a country like Russia has to worry about, or a country like China has to worry about if they want freedom of military action to invade Taiwan. So the United States is in a massive, massive mess internationally, and domestically, Republicans aren't faring any better. Look at this before and after on screen now. So about 2 years ago, when Biden was still the president, Dan Crenshaw, a Republican elected official from Texas, tweeted this out. America, our food prices are too high. What are you doing about inflation? Biden admin, just be vegan and stop complaining, you bunch of rubes. Okay, first of all, no one from the Biden admin said this. This isn't even a straw man. This is like a straw skeleton. I don't even know what this is. Nobody said this. But Dan Crenshaw was trying to act like food prices were really bothering him. Well, 2 years later, there's been a new discourse about college students who are struggling to pay for the burritos on their campus, young people who can't even get a simple meal because between student debt, medical debt, between trying to pay for rent. It's not affordable. It's not realistic to get food right now. So the same Dan Crenshaw tweeted just yesterday. Wait for this. He said, just hearing about this dumb $20 burrito debate. So just thought I'd make these losers on social media angry before going to bed. Okay, first of all, food prices are a very real problem right now. Whether it's like an $18 or $20 burrito, very real problems right now. He says, stop whining. Get a job, eat ramen like the rest of us did in college on a budget with four roommates. The market doesn't care what you think. Something should cost. Only communists care. They set prices, remember? Then everyone starves, remember? Are you a communist? Are you an American adult male capable of handling his own shit? Okay, now it's obvious why Dan Crenshaw lost his re-election, his primary. But also, is this not like the shittiest, awful, most abusive argument ever? He's basically claiming that if food prices are too high for you due to Republican policies, then you should suck it up, stop whining, starve yourself nutritionally, only eat ramen, and then basically suck it up even more. He then tries to shit on communism or shit on any semblance of trying to redistribute wealth while also pointing out how much wealth inequality there is. I mean, the Republican Party is an absolute mess, and this may be the funniest before and after I've ever seen. 2 years ago, this guy was pretending to care about food prices and telling everyone to stop complaining. Biden admin, just be vegan and stop complaining. Now, he's literally telling people to stop complaining. I'm sorry, I'm losing my mind at the hypocrisy of these absolute fools, but it gets so much worse. When it comes to the Iran war, Donald Trump and Pete Hegseth have been clashing in a very, very intense manner. The breaking news is Trump lost his temper and clashed with Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth at Camp David last Friday over extreme U.S. munition shortages that have limited U.S. military options with Iran, with Trump demanding answers from Hegseth if he thought the munitions issue, quote, had been fixed. In the name of making our country more safe, Donald Trump has only made our country less safe on the global stage. He started an illegal, unprovoked war with Iran, burnt through half of our missile stockpiles. The reports are it could be even more than half of our missile stockpiles. Can't find a way out of this war and has made us all less safe on the global stage, even domestically. I'm sure with prices increasing, poverty increasing, there will be more wealth inequality, which will lead to more crime. I mean, Trump is creating a bad environment for Americans with these wars, and we are also less safe on the global stage. National security is very important. The idea that the United States is able to defend itself is very important, and Trump is taking that away from us. Hegseth defended himself by blaming his deputy, Steven Feinberg, for the shortages, prompting Trump to make a very angry phone call to Feinberg on Friday evening, with Feinberg then hastily convening a crisis meeting of senior military leaders and defense acquisition officials that night to address ways to quickly replenish weaponry. Hegseth was one of the biggest early advocates for taking military action against Iran, convincing Trump it would be quick and easy. But the ATACM stockpile is now drained to the extent there's basically none left, with the U.S. having used more than 1,300 Army tactical ballistic missiles. The reporting is it takes 3 to 5 years to replenish a lot of these stockpiles, so for the next 3 to 5 years, well, at least for the next 2.5, we are going to have a manic president who doesn't know what he's doing, who is out of his mind, and doesn't have the military capability to even defend U.S. citizens if necessary. He is making us less safe every single day. And really quickly, if you're engaging in politics on the internet in any way, please make sure you are being safe and protecting your personal data. There are these insidious data brokers out there that want to collect your name, your phone number, your home address, even your relatives' names, and then sell that out on the market for a profit. That is why I rely on Incogni to help protect my data and basically act as a bodyguard so my personal info isn't out there on the internet. They reach out to a bunch of different websites and have them remove my data for me. There's even a custom removal feature where you can ask Incogni to surgically remove your info from a specific website. The custom removals feature is found in the Unlimited and Family Unlimited plans, and if you want to use the internet safely, especially when you are being political, I highly recommend going to incogni.com/mockler and using code Mockler for 60% off your annual plan. Again, click the link below or go to incogni.com/mockler and you can get 60% off while you figure out if Incogni is for you. Have it protect your data. incogni.com/mockler. Thank you. And now, Pete Hegseth just posted on Truth Social like an hour ago, trying to suck up to Trump after Trump yelled at him. Like, this guy is desperately trying to pick up the pieces of this failing war in order to make it seem like it's a winning war. Let me read you this post, but very quickly, let me say a few things. First of all, if you appreciate the videos on the Adam Mockler feed, it would mean the world if you drop a like, if you subscribe below. It's the final day of my vacation, and I appreciate you guys for having my back throughout all of this. I took a bit of a break, and now we're back to the grind. I know that you all are the hardest working audience ever. I read your messages. I know you work incredibly hard, so I just want to say thank you for being there with me, and we'll always keep pushing. Secondly, when it comes to the idea that Trump won the Iran war, I'm just going to go off this headline for 1 second before we read it. I have never heard of such a blatant, brazen lie, other than maybe the election fraud lies from Trump and the lie about vandals ruining his reflecting pool, and they found out it was just the contractors. But we are now 160, 170 days into a war that was supposed to take 4 to 6 weeks. We have absorbed all of the costs of this war, life-wise, military-wise, stockpile-wise, money-wise, taxpayer dollar-wise, and we've gotten zero benefits. The Strait of Hormuz is more broken than it was before. When it comes to even nuclear capacity, Iran could still make nukes if they wanted. They still have the enriched uranium in Iran. We just buried it a little bit. They're temporarily slowed down if they wanted to do that. When it comes to funding proxies and having missiles, Trump keeps claiming that Iran has no missiles whatsoever, but it's blatantly false. They are still striking our Gulf allies in the Middle East. They are still striking other countries and striking in the Strait of Hormuz. So Pete Hegseth and Trump are trying to create this alternate reality in which we are winning and we are dominating and they have nothing. The reality is, it is a standstill right now. It is a quagmire that Iran is very slightly winning. So here's Pete Hegseth's spin. He says, Trump won the Iran war. Here is the reality check. The inconvenient truth the doubters don't want to talk about. Ooh, I'm excited to hear this. What is it going to be? If Trump were losing his war, none of these initiatives would be happening. Instead, what is being witnessed is increased American influence, increased partnerships, and more momentum for the framework Trump envisions to bring long-term peace and stability to the region. I can't even get through this without laughing. These are not signs of defeat, but regional transformation on an unprecedented scale. The spin doctors can spin whatever they damn well please, but the historians are going to write that Trump is the most consequential force in reshaping the Middle East in modern memory. Sure. He's a consequential force, but not reshaping the Middle East for the better. Let me scroll up very quickly. They're claiming that we're seeing increased American influence. If we had increased American influence, the Strait of Hormuz would be open right now. Our Gulf allies wouldn't be so pissed at us right now for starting this war. We have alienated our allies, closed the Strait of Hormuz, and therefore have less influence. Sorry, I'm getting worked up. I'm just sick of these lies. They then say, increased American influence, increased partnerships. Well, a few months back when Trump tried to create a partnership to escort ships through the Strait of Hormuz, every single NATO ally and every single Gulf country said, we're not going to help you on this suicide mission. This is an awful idea. We are not going to help you on this. We do not have stronger partnerships. They then say, more momentum for long-term peace and stability. Okay, so they're just going to pivot to the short-term pain for long-term gain line, but the long-term gain is never actually going to come. Let me play for you this clip of Donald Trump suddenly realizing how screwed the Republican Party is during an interview this morning. He describes how it may be 100 years before the Republican Party gains power again, and he tries to describe it as some travesty, but honestly, this is not punishment that the Democrats want to just randomly bring on the Republicans. The Republicans did this to themselves. They lied, elected a con man, then started new wars and tanked the economy. Yeah, of course there's going to be repercussions for this.
But as long as I know that they're going to do that, you do it. I would do it whether they did it or not. We would get, in the next 2.5 years, we would get things that nobody ever dreamt of. We would be in office for the next 100 years. And I'll tell you what, if they get in, I may be the last Republican president.
Let's talk about the House.
If they don't get smart, if the Senate doesn't get smart, I may be the last Republican president. That's a big statement.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's right, but who knows? We'll see.
He's been saying shit like that for years. They said that if Biden got in, all of the Supreme Court would be abolished or reimagined. All of Congress would be nuked. The filibuster would be gone and Republicans would never be elected again. Joe Biden got in and was like a rather center-left, steady-handed president who didn't destroy any of the institutions Trump claimed that he would. I mean, you can have any criticism of Biden that you want, but he was not some radical person trying to destroy our institutions. Trump is lying right here. Trump understands that the Republican Party is in deep, deep shit. Here's Trump on 2028 saying, you know, if I don't run, which is odd because you're constitutionally not allowed to run. You're not going to run.
The question is, and they're asking this question, and I've had some great polls recently, real polls, but they're great polls. If I don't run, will those people go out and vote? And that's the one thing I can't tell. I'm going to ask them to, but I'm just watching guys like you, and you're very talented people. The question is, will they vote? Because a lot of them are very angry at Republicans, to be honest with you.
They're
I don't know. I mean, they're angry at Republicans, but they're not angry at me.
That's an interesting thing. Why?
They're not angry at me, but they are angry at Republicans.
Everyone's always angry.
And there are some areas that are basically Democrat, but they...
Bro, I'm sorry. This is so funny right now. Trump is trying to throw the entire Republican Party under the bus, except for him. He starts off this clip by saying, if you look at the real polls and not the fake polls, which to me just shows that any poll that's like decent for Trump, he thinks is real. But the polls that are bad, Trump will call fake. This has been a tale as old as time with Trump. But on top of that, he then tries to escape any sort of accountability for the failed policies that he has implemented. Like, dude, Trump has stepped all over Congress and not allowed them to have a say in all of his craziest acts. When he put tariffs on all of those countries, he did that without Congress, and it caused inflation. When he started the Iran war, he did that without Congress, and it caused inflation. All of these are policies that he unilaterally implemented without Congress, and now he's trying to throw Congress under the bus by saying that they're the ones who are unpopular. It's not true. Well, it is true. Congress is very unpopular as a whole, on both sides. Like, the congressional approval rating is very low, but Trump's approval rating is also very low. There is no reality in which Trump is above water on any issue right now, And he is realizing that. He is realizing that they are desperate. That's why we have to keep pushing back. That is why he is getting increasingly angry at Pete Hegseth. That's why Pete Hegseth is straight up lying about this war. Let me read a little bit more about this. Trump and Hegseth clashed at Camp David over Iran missile depletion concerns. President Donald Trump's frustration over the Iran war boiled over at Camp David last week, where he demanded answers from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. This is according to the Washington Post. He demanded answers on why he had been so misled on the extra munitions in the military. The encounter took place on the sidelines of his cabinet meeting at Camp David. Apparently, it got very, very heated, very intense, and Trump lost his temper. We're going to keep covering this every single day on the Adam Mockler feed. If you appreciate these videos and you want to stay up to date, make sure you subscribe below and turn on post notifications. I love you all. I'll see you all in the next video, and peace out.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casinos, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.